At home, of course, President Obama faces a battle over health care. More than $100 million has been spent on television ads for and against an overhaul. Here's NPR's Mara Liasson now on who's behind the advertising and whether the ads are making a difference.
Turn on the TV and you'd think someone named Healthcare was running for office. There are dozens of ads, pro and con. The ubiquitous salesman in chief is in one of them, running this week on national cable television.
And we will place a limit on how much you can be charged for out-of-pocket expenses, because no one in America should go broke just because they get sick.
That ad is paid for by a coalition of groups supporting a health care overhaul. Here's another one, paid for by the conservative group League of American Voters.
How can Obama's plan cover 50 million new patients without any new doctors? It can't. It will hurt our seniors. End Medicare as we know it. Ration coverage and care. Limit life-saving medicines.
In some ways, this is reminiscent of what happened 16 years ago, the last time Washington was in the throes of a major debate about overhauling the nation's health system. But Ken Goldstein, who tracks political advertising at the University of Wisconsin, says in 2009 there's something very different going on.
There's certainly been massive amounts of television advertising this time around, but I think the real story is the dogs that aren't barking. The last time around, you had the Harry and Louise ads. You had an enormous amount of expenditures from the pharmaceutical companies. This year, the big story is the $100 million, $150 million in ads that the pharmaceutical companies are not running.
The pharmaceutical companies are not running ads against healthcare legislation this time around, but they are running ads. And it might surprise you that the ads Big Pharma is paying for are in favor of a healthcare overhaul. One of them even stars the nemesis of the Clintons' healthcare plan, Harry and Louise. Since 1993, the suburban couple appears to have changed their minds.
Well, it looks like we may finally get healthcare reform.
It's about time. Because every day, more and more people are finding they can't afford health care.
This plain vanilla ad in favor of health care legislation is the result of a deal the White House made earlier this year with the pharmaceutical industry. The drug makers agreed to support the broad outlines of a health care bill, and the administration agreed to limit the amount of fees and budget cuts drug makers would have to suffer. Howard Pastor was President Clinton's chief congressional liaison.
At a time when it seemed as if Obama had enormous momentum, and legislation might get some wind behind it, it became the interest of those groups to want to get on board. The devil I know, the deal I can cut versus what might happen if I'm on the outside. And so it was of mutual interest for the groups to do their deals early.
After the deal was struck, the drug makers set aside $150 million to advertise in favor of a healthcare overhaul.
I think people are keeping their ends of the bargains, which is as it should be. It will be interesting to see when this is finished, if TV advertising is as pivotal as it was 16 years ago. We all remember Harry and Louise and the degree to which that changed the landscape of advocacy advertising. Now, the market is so flooded. It's like a political campaign where every candidate has too much money. And the question is, what's coming through the clutter?
Maybe not much, says Ken Goldstein.
But I think it's pretty safe to say that you typically only see massive advertising effects when you have one side with a massive advantage in resources, a massive one-sided flow of information, and a massive advantage in the message they're trying to get over. The Obama presidential campaign in 2008 is a pretty good example of that. In the healthcare battle, the resources are pretty equal.
According to the Campaign Media Analysis Group, about $47 million has been spent on advertising favoring a healthcare overhaul, $32 million spent against it. And a poll by NPR, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and the Harvard School of Public Health found that 56% of Americans say they've seen or heard ads on healthcare. Roughly equal numbers said they'd seen ads for healthcare legislation, as had seen ads against it. And that suggests that this year, both sides have fought each other to a draw, at least on the airwaves. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.